And it's your sin shall find you out. So look at James chapter 4, 1 through 12. In the Brit, the New Testament lays it out very clear. From where comes wars and fightings among you? Come, they not hear even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy? But he gives more grace. Wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify you, your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Okay, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's one lawgiver who's able to save and to destroy. Who are you that judge another? Therefore, it is not man. Man cannot judge himself. God is the judge. He lifts one up. What he says in his judgments and his commandments and his laws are absolutely sovereign and filled with life and truth and the government of eternity. Therefore, if a man says that he is God and that his understandings, his perceptions are above the laws of the Torah, the Old Commandment, the law made perfect, every jot and tittle fulfilled in Yeshua the Christ, our feast, our Shabbat rest. If you put yourself above that, you have attempted to usurp yourself above and judge the law and the lawgiver. You think you are God and that you can command the nations to come under you. But hear this. God is setting you up and laughs in derision at you, for he is preparing a feast on the mountains and the leaves in the high place for the ravenous birds to come and consume the flesh of the mighty and the powerful and the wicked and those who have defied his laws. We are not subject to the laws of men, for the laws of God are higher laws, and they prevail. We have the fear of God and not the fear of man. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.